Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I saw an item on your Facebook page recently about a new exhibit at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum. I hadn't heard anything about this, but it has to do with Hunt County.
Yes, I actually went out there about a day and a half, day or so after it opened, just to see it. And they've done a wonderful job. They've been working on it now for over a year. And it covers the history of Hunt County, a lot of the little communities. They've researched and gotten some wonderful photographs and documents from some of the old communities in the area. Around the top of the exhibit, they've run a timeline that sort of goes from the earliest days of settlement around to about 1900. And so then it, you know, it'll talk about this is what's, you know, Lone Oak was founded by at this point, and Greenville had this going on, and Quinlan had this going on. So they've really done a great job of covering the whole county. They've actually taken about a third of the museum and created this. Well, they've got a lot of the things about famous people. They've got a section that's on the Shields Giants. They've got a section on Monty Stratton. They've got a section on Reese Davis. So there are, you know, interesting and famous people that are part of it as well.
And this is something you can walk through?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, you just walk through it. And the other part they've got that's really fun is they have recreated a sort of a little main street from the 1920s. And they've got little shops that allow them to display things like clothing of the era and tools from the area. They've got the hardware store. They've got the ladies' dress shop. They've got the ladies' millinery shop. They've got a beauty shop. And they've got this permanent wave contraption that's the funniest thing to see, with all these electric wires that go into the woman's head where they've got the, you know, almost like hot rollers. It's really, really fun to see it. They've just really, really done a good job. It's well worth going out to see.
Those are items that people have all donated,
yes.
I guess, yeah?
Yes, and it's been a great way for them to actually use part of the collection.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. We've talked a bit about Greenville Municipal Auditorium lately and how busy they've been and all the good things going on there. And they now have some pretty exciting concerts.
Yes, they do. This week they actually had a concert, and it was the first time they unveiled since they have replastered and put all the new light fixtures in out in the lobby area, and it really looks sensational. But they've got a Carpenters tribute group coming up that's part of the community concert series that sounds really good. And then, of course, the big one everybody's excited about is Tanya Tucker will be here.
Yeah, so the Carpenters show is on Saturday, February 27th, that particular evening. But this is a performance that is like a Beatles tribute band,
yes,
or Elvis, or
yes,
what have you.
And yes. And of course, if you grew up with their music, then it's going to be an evening of sing-along.
Yeah, I don't know if the Carpenters, I would call them a guilty pleasure, but I would compare them more to comfort food.
That's a great description.
You know,
oh, man.
Even if you're a rock and roll aficionado, there's something about the Carpenters.
Well, and Karen Carpenter had an extraordinary voice.
What a voice.
She really did. So this will be fun.
And what a loss that was.
Exactly, to the music world.
32 years old when she died. And then there's a show, and you mentioned Tanya Tucker, which we're going to talk about, but there's also a show called Celtic Fire with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, and this is on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, I forgot about that. The symphony comes three times a year and does concerts in the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, and it's the Dallas Symphony Series. It is the only subscription series they do outside of the Meyerson in Dallas. And we are so lucky when you realize the price of tickets. You get three concerts for basically the price of one night in the Meyerson.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful acoustics in our building.
Mm-hmm.
The symphony loves that, and that's why they keep coming. Mm-hmm. The shows are amazing.
So that is a show obviously featuring traditional Irish music on the night of the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. And then, as you said, Tanya Tucker, the great Tanya Tucker, the very next night, Friday night, March 18th.
Yes, and she will be in town, and I understand that's going to be quite a show. She's still got it.
Well, you know, she started so young. She's not as old as people might imagine.
No, exactly. But, you know, she's still got that remarkable, powerful voice. You know, as you said, she was 13 or 14 and was singing with a voice that was so mature beyond its years.
Yeah, she's younger than you and I.
Yeah.
As a matter
of fact. Which may not be saying a lot anymore.
You're right about that.
That's right. And one thing let me also add is that we mentioned the Carpenter show and the Symphony Show are both part of a subscription series.
Yeah.
But they have changed some of their policies in the last few years. And if you will go to the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, or as we've all shortened it to, the GMA's website, which is showtimeatthegma.com, and you can get either individual tickets, or what they would prefer to do is even go ahead and sell you a subscription at a late time.
Got it. Good. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
Okay. Put, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Enjoy it.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.